AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade back in full swing today. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
There was a drum line and the University of Alabama's band. Spectators like Asai Pompeii, shut out in 2020, line the route again.
It feels really phenomenal to be here. It feels like New York is on its way to recovery, which feels fantastic. So many people and families out.
And they all got to enjoy balloons, floats, marching bands, clowns and performers, and of course Santa Claus on what turned out to be a beautiful day.
It was wonderful. It was really exciting to see everyone out and about and all the floats go by. They're so big, so it was exciting to see.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden deliver a Thanksgiving message in a pre-recorded video.
This is always a special time in America, but this year, the blessings of Thanksgiving are especially meaningful.
After being apart last year, we have a new appreciation for those little moments we can't plan or replicate.
The Bidens, who are on Nantucket, visited the Coast Guard station at Brant Point to meet virtually with U.S. service members from around the world, as well as chat with the personnel at the station. After the holiday feast, people are readying for Black Friday or heading online for their holiday specials already. Catherine Cullen is with the National Retail Federation.
A lot of retailers offer their deals across, you know, their mobile channels, across their e-commerce sites, as well as in stores. And so there's a little less pressure for consumers to sort of line up the way they may have in the past on Thanksgiving Day.
And as people search for the perfect presents, millions of others turn to food banks for their Thanksgiving meal.
It's a lot of activity that has been going on leading up to Thanksgiving and on the day of. And it just depends on each food bank providing the best possible services they can for their community.
Feeding America spokeswoman Zuani Villarreal. This is AP News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is calling on unvaccinated people in Europe to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Charles de Ledesma has this.
Von der Leyen says nations need to convince more people to get the shots, given a quarter of EU adults are still not fully vaccinated.
Vaccination against COVID-19 saves thousands of lives in the European Union. But a new wave is hitting us, and we need to step up vaccination further.
The European Commission president also makes clear the importance of taking up the offer of a booster shot.
Boosters give us an even higher level of protection than the original vaccination. They will prevent many hospitalizations and death.
Von der Leyen reminds citizens you should get the booster shot 6 months after the original vaccination.
The EU's drug regulator authorizes Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use on children from 5 to 11 years old. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.